Yeah, it's supposed to feel like they have a black hole at their core because of the mass density of that cabinet. They are unnaturally heavy. But, you know, it's funny to say the old Charlevoix. So I wound up with, they came from Shannon. I got two VHF MSFs that were also decommissioned from that. One of them is now the 145-23 repeater in Ann Arbor at U of M replaced the broken down, couldn't keep it playing anymore, Micor. And that plays pretty well there. The other one I built up with a CAT, was it a CAT 1000? One of the CAT controllers. And a small UHF link radio in it, and that's been delivered to a friend in Buffalo, New York. That's going to be the replacement 145-49 repeater. So that old stuff is going to good use. But yeah, this UHF, it was playing, and then all of a sudden, weird things were happening, and to make a long story short. Why is the cord hot? There's something intermittent. It's got a bad power transformer in it. Either that or the ferro-resonant cap went bad in it. So I pulled out another power supply, put it in. That one was bad immediately. It didn't go from working to not working. I wound up gutting out that the back plane, or, you know, that all that stuff mounts on, and mounting an old HP server power supply to it, a 40-amp server power supply. Looks freaking beautiful.